Hello and welcome to the second episode of Gateway's Trip to China with me, Ali Stafford. We've had a crazy few days here in the city of Guangzhou, which is based in Guangdong, which is in the southeast of China. We've had a look at the sport in the area and some of the differences in the culture as well in China compared to how we have in the UK. Once again, like I said on Tuesday, we've had some real mixed weather. It's quite hot and sticky out here in the low 20s, but there's been some real nasty thunderstorms as well. It's produced some crazy amounts of rain. You've never seen rain anything like it. Yesterday, we spent the morning with the England Women's Rugby Sevens team there in the city ahead of the IRB series that takes place this weekend. The team are training near the Olympic Stadium, which is where the competition is going to be held. And I spoke to the head coach, Barry Meadows, of the England team to get his thoughts on the tournament.
Yeah, it's quite a tough pool. Fiji, we don't know that much about. We know that China will give a physical encounter and a quick encounter for us. And then USA, a team which is on the up, really, with regards to physicality and the pace that they put onto the game. So they bring a lot of qualities to the group. So we're quite excited by the group, but it'll be a tough one.
The trip to the rugby gave me a great chance to experience some of the city's transport options. The taxis are dirt cheap. It cost me about £3, 28 won, to travel a 20-minute journey, which is obviously completely different to what it would be in Essex. I mean, the taxis themselves are a bit odd. They almost are like you're in a prison cage, because when you sit in the back of the taxi, there's metal bars that look like a prison cell between you and the driver. It's quite odd. Speaking of the cost factor, it's very similar on their metro system. It is really friendly for English people. There are kind of English signs, and when you buy your tickets from the machine, there is the option of English as well. A travel ticket for any journey, ours was up to about an hour or so, was 6 won, which works out about 60p, so obviously a lot cheaper than what you get on your passes on the London Underground. Once we got off at the metro station to take us to the rugby ground, rather than getting another taxi or a bus, a tandem was an option. So we got on a tandem and cycled our way around the city to the rugby ground. The tandems didn't have the best brakes, probably a little bit old-fashioned, but loads of fun on the roads, and only about 30 pence an hour. So again, dirt cheap. And it's the same with the buses. It was about 40 pence to get back to the hotel from the rugby. In the afternoon, went climbing the Bayan Mountain, which is the biggest in the city. It's only a few hundred metres tall. It seemed a lot higher than that when we were at the top, but it's a very steep route up, about 800 steps to the top, and there's quite a big spiral as well, so you end up doing a lot more than just a few hundred metres. At the top, it's quite misty and smoky, but that's a mixture of the overcast, miserable weather that we've got in Guangzhou at the minute, combined with the pollution in the city as well, which isn't great. I mean, China's renowned for having not the greatest air quality. Guangzhou isn't as bad as perhaps Beijing or Shanghai, some of the more industrial cities, but it's still a lot worse than, say, some of the cities in the UK. One thing that did annoy me on the mountain itself was the fact that halfway up there was a McDonald's situated on the mountain, which is talk about kind of commercialisation. And it really annoyed me the fact that it's quite a tranquil, peaceful way of, or tranquil, peaceful part of the city, yet then it has the American or Western culture of a McDonald's thrown in, which isn't great, if I'm honest. Today I've travelled out of the city towards Shenzhen, a city about 100 kilometres away or so, to the Evergrande Football Academy, which is a academy put in partnership between the Chinese Super League champions Guangzhou Evergrande and Real Madrid. It's a fantastic complex. 16 months ago it was just part of the Guangdong Mountains. Now it is thousands and thousands of acres site that is home to over 1,000 football students. It's the biggest football school in the world. It's, as I say, a partnership between Guangdong and Real Madrid. It was first opened in September, and it's got pupils between 8 and 14 boarding at the school. There's full-time coaching and school education with matches at the weekend. The coaches include an array of former lower league football players, and there's even a couple that have played for Real Madrid themselves in their playing days. They're coaching the Chinese coaches to try and expand further. They've already earmarked, there's currently 30 pitches, they've already got plans for another 50 more to make it an even bigger site, and with a potential of 3,000 students in there in the future. So a really exciting project and a fantastic facility and a great afternoon out there. Tomorrow I'm off to the World Team Ping Pong Championships that's taking place in the city. while on Saturday I will be at that IRB Rugby Sevens event in Guangzhou. I will be tweeting updates from that. You can follow me at AliStafford2. In the meantime, have a good Easter weekend and I will speak to you soon. Thanks for listening.